you with a website starting from $1 a month. Go you, go daddy. See website for details, not an actual customer.
Minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. It is the Wednesday edition of Gym Class, coming away from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Should Big Ten schools, should Power Five schools have alcohol sales for the entire stadium? We're going to talk about that coming up because one Big Ten school has said emphatically yes to that very question. We will talk about that and get you ready for Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. A Wednesday edition of that coming up here in just a moment. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. We'll be joined by Rick Swan, Brian Haas coming up a little bit later on. Alex Kuhn, our on-site producer here again today as we take you through a sunny Wednesday edition of the program. We'll also tell you about Lunchbox Heroes from earlier on today. We had a great time on the north side of town. So we will talk about that coming up here in just a little bit. Get you ready for game number 3 of the NBA Finals coming up tonight as Cleveland will try to get on the board back home in Ohio as the Cavaliers will be hosting the Golden State Warriors. And we'll have it tonight, 7 o'clock with the pregame, about 8:05 with the tip-off. That'll be on 1600 AM and the South Gym, 106.3 FM. Twins baseball against the Miami Marlins coming up tonight. That will be on 107.5 FM, and that will be at 7 o'clock. A reminder, coming up this Friday, another chance for you to catch the KGYM road trip. We'll be live at Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. Come on down for happy hour from 3 o'clock until 7 o'clock. You can go outside and enjoy the Coach's patio, which is just outside the main area at Coach's Corner. It's going to be a hot day, Mark, coming up on Friday. We do know that, but we invite everybody down to Coach's Corner coming up to listen to our local programming from 3 to 7.
Yeah, I think we're talking about 90s the next couple days, and at least on the weekend. And that shouldn't be a big surprise. But you have options at the Coach's Corner.
You do.
Plenty of seating inside, air conditioning, a dozen TVs or more, great food and drink specials. So, and then if you're inclined, the Coach's Garden, as you said, will be open.
Coach's Garden will be open. And, hey, just have a frosty beverage on your right or left hand, and you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine for the day.
That's what they're saying at some college football stadiums.
They are, Mark Dukes. And just if people have not heard about that, we've had, and I know Tyler Ryder looked this up a little bit earlier on when we were in the sports office, there are not many Power 5 teams that allow alcohol sales in their stadium. Two of them in the Big Ten prior to the announcement today, and those were Minnesota and Maryland. Now, that's not stadium-wide. That is just in one area. I think Minnesota has a patio-type area that they have. Maryland, I believe, something similar to that. But that is going to change this year. The Horseshoe in Columbus, Ohio Stadium, is going to allow stadium-wide beer sales starting in 2016. Good or bad? And that is the question we pose to you out there. And that is on the Emil's Hideaway poll question. Emil's Hideaway, of course, the proud sponsor of the poll question at KGYMradio.com.
Yep. Is selling beer at college stadiums a good idea? Simple yes or no question at KGYM Radio. Emil's located on First Avenue Southeast, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Good idea or bad idea?
At first blush, by the way, you talked about some of the stadiums. 34 Power 5 conference teams allow beer sales at their games. 23 of those are on-campus facilities. And in this case, Ohio State did a pilot program last year during which they sold beer on the suite level. That's convenient.
Well, Iowa does that too.
And it was successful, yeah.
Kinnick Stadium does that too. A lot of stadiums do that.
Funds from the sales at Ohio State are going to go towards research at the school's Higher Education Center for Alcohol and Drug Misuse Prevention and Recovery. At first blush, I don't think it's a great idea. But then I think about it. Iowa and others have sold beer and alcohol or made it available in their suites. And those sections for a number of years. So why shouldn't the general public have access to beer?
True.
I guess that's the overriding thing to me. I think it's contradictory for beer not to be sold. But is it going to be profitable? Is it, you know, all the legal issues that might come into play for a school I'm not aware of, but you have to buy the beer. You have to buy a dispensary system, whether it's a glycol system, whatever, to dispense it. I don't know that you're going to make a ton of money.
Yeah. Insurance. There are many questions. Yeah, you're going to make money on it. You're going to make money on it. But the liability, I would imagine that if indeed, let's just say beer is sold at Kinnick Stadium. Mm-hmm. Let's just throw that out as an example. If beer is sold at Kinnick Stadium, you're going to see the vendors be under pretty strict orders, I believe. I think, first of all, much like they are in our gaming areas here, you have a limit of how many you can buy at one trip. I also think that you are not going to be served if you show signs of inebriation at that point. I think the universities are going to be very, very careful. Now, with this in mind, are the students going to buy a $7 beer? Is it going to cause them to not try to, you know, smuggle alcohol into said football stadium? That has been going on. That's a practice that's been going on for many decades, mm-hmm. Mark Dukes. I don't know if you're aware of this, but
I am, yeah.
That has been going on for many, many years. Not a real big surprise to anybody. I say no to that because there aren't a lot of students out there that can afford two or three $7 beers or $8 beers or whatever they're going to be at Ohio Stadium or Kinnick Stadium, mm-hmm. or Jack Trice Stadium or wherever the case may be. So there are a lot of questions. Yeah, it's going to make you money, but there can be some negative connotations to this.
319-366-1600, our Guppies on the Go text line and our phone line. When you're on the go, we certainly want to know. Give us a text, as 2649 has done. Good idea, because it'll bring a lot more money to college athletics, which can help all sports. Bad idea, because the overpaid coaches will just make more money, and they will continue to spend more and more on facilities.
Hmm.
You know, it's very prevalent in NFL stadiums, beer, that is.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Can we bring Rick in?
Yeah.
Rick Swann's getting ready for Caddy Smack, but he's an Ohioan. He's been to Bengals games. I don't know if he's been to Ohio State, but one.
Yeah, just one, and it was with Iowa.
And you hated that.
That was a tough game to watch for me.
You can't take Iowa and Ohio State.
No,
playing. You are a native Ohioan,
right? But I've been here a long time, so I have love for both of them. So,
is Absolutely. It a good idea on college campuses? Do you think, Rick?
Well, like you said, good idea. Maybe that's debatable, but you have tailgating going on, and like you said, there's available in the suite. So why not? You know, available stadium wide, and then as you mentioned, Scott, you know, there's laws that you can enforce, you know, and that'll have to be done. So,
aren't you fearful that, and you've experienced that at Bengals games, where things get out of hand? And I think every NFL stadium has, I've heard from people in Kansas City,
right,
Oakland, almost every stadium has had issues.
Yeah, and again, it comes down to how you manage that with security. And
now they have the ability to text a problem to security, mm-hmm. which has helped a little bit. But there's always going to be those people out there that are only there to drink copious amounts and to cause trouble.
Right. So, again, I just think revenue-wise, Mark, you could probably speak more to that, whether it's going to provide a significant amount of revenue or not. But to have it available, I think, sure, you know. Mm-hmm. It's,
run the numbers, Scott, that you told me before the show.
John Miller came out, and he's one of the folks. I want to make sure I get the website correct here, Hawkeye Nation. He ran the numbers here. If 15,000 adults, this is his Twitter account, by the way, if 15,000 adults bought an average of two beers per game at Kinnick at $7 a pop for a seven-game home schedule, that is nearly... He is coming up with $1.5 million in gross revenue.
Gross
revenue for Now, that's not net, but it's going to be a million still. You're going to have a loss, obviously, like you talked about, putting things in, getting it ready, insurance, whatever the case may be.
I think that number would be higher, wouldn't it, Rick?
I would think so.
More than 15,000 adults are going to buy a beer.
I would think so. Yeah. You put 70,000 people in there, I think there'd be a big majority of that's going to be buying some beers. But, again, the costs involved in that. How much would you have to rework the system of dispensing that, Mark?
Well, I can tell you it's a glycol system or whatever system you put in is not cheap, but once you have it in, it's there for a long time, but there's a cost to buying the kegs. I can tell you that there's a lot better margin on keg beer than there is bottle and cans.
Yeah.
No question about it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of questions there. 0715 on the text line. No to the beer salespeople are already idiots enough in the stands. Mm. Are we going to create a place for families where young kids don't have to worry about all the drunks around them?
It's not a bad idea. And NFL stadiums and Major League Baseball, National Hockey League, whatever the case may be, they do have family sections.
Sure.
They do have non-alcohol sections.
Any more families are cut out because it's too expensive to go.
And those aren't the best seats.
Right.
I'm just telling you right now, those aren't the best seats at any of these stadiums. So you got that question out there. Let us know what you think. 319-366-1600. Should college stadiums be allowed to sell alcohol?
And is this a stadium-by-stadium situation? Is it a Big Ten decision? I mean, who makes that decision?
We were talking with Tyler Ryder and Todd and Alex before the show. I asked Tyler, because he's from SEC country, and
right.
I guess it's a league-wide rule that no one in the league can sell beer at their stadiums.
Okay.
That's probably a good idea.
On the other hand, Alex Kuhn, whose brother plays at Memphis, he says a lot of those schools, Tulane.
Every one of them.
He's been to Bowling Green.
They sell.
A lot of them.
Alex put up on our call screening machine here, nothing better than watching a football game with a beer.
So is this a Big Ten decision that they've allowed the schools to do this if they want?
Apparently so, because Minnesota and Maryland have sections where they're selling beer right now, and Ohio State, it's going to be a stadium-wide. So
interesting.
That's what, 90-plus thousand people, 100,000 people?
Oh, at Ohio State, 100,000-plus. There you go. And Kinnick, 70,000 or so. And that's going to make you a lot of money, but it takes one bad incident to not make the monetary amount look quite as good.
Again, I've talked to people, including Rick, that have had bad experiences at pro games. That's a different animal, because I think you have the rivalries and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Depends on what game you go to. Depends on what game you go to. 16 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Keep the text coming. We might revisit this coming up at the back half of the hour. We're going to get ready for Caddy Smack. We got a good show coming up for you here as Brian makes his way into the studio. And we're going to talk with Nicole Ray from the Golf Channel, formerly the University of Iowa women's golf team. She was a regular on our show here last year, was on a few times.
Yeah.
And so we're going to catch up with Nicole. She's got a brand new gig now.
Golf Channel.
We are one step closer to Faraday.
Are we? It's the natural progression. Caddy Smack to the Golf Channel.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
What's that? Are you allowed to ask her what it's like to work with
Brandon?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. There's no question that's not on the table for Nicole. We'll kick around some golf as well. If you have a question for Brian as far as your golf game is concerned, we will take those as well. So stay tuned. Caddy Smack coming up here on this edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. And again, don't forget, coming up, KGYM Road Trip this Friday will be at Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard in the Walden Square, right next to the fairway. Good eats, cold drinks, a lot of drink specials, and of course, the Coach's Garden right outside for your Friday enjoyment. We will take a break and come back and have Caddy Smack on the Gym Class for you right after this.
My husband and I shopped locally for a loan on a used truck, but the rates quoted seemed high. We were frustrated. Then we heard DuPaco's Money Makeover takes a good look at your total financial picture and can often uncover hidden money. We were fascinated. Sarah at DuPaco took a look at our credit history and explained the higher rates. Our high credit card balances were driving our credit score down. We were humiliated. So she consolidated $25,000 worth of credit card debt, saving us $550 a month, then took $200 of that amount and opened a Roth IRA. By the time our oldest goes off to college, we'll have almost $30,000. If we leave it there, $300,000 at retirement. We're exhilarated. You can bank on a bank for some things, but give credit to a credit union like DuPaco for putting people before profits.
The DuPaco Money Makeover. A good look for your financial future.
We went in frustrated and came out infatuated.
DuPaco Community Credit Union. Member NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club and pay no green fees. Shotgun tee off is at 1. The cost is just $30. Individual and team play will be chosen randomly. And since there are no green fees, all the cash goes to prizes, meaning you get 100% of your money back. No green fees. No more excuses. Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Sign up in the clubhouse before 12:30 or call that morning, 393-9915.
Hey, this is Tom Swain. I'm with Olmsted Construction. I'm a superintendent for the company. We're working on the Mercy Project off Boyson Road in Hiawatha. It's going to be surgery suites on the third floor, Wolf Eye Clinic on second, and Mercy on first.
Well, another edition of Lunchbox Heroes today as we were out and about over the noon hour mark. And today We're over on the far north side, just off I-380 and Boyson Road, where the new Mercy North building is going to be.
Yeah, I got to meet with about 35 or 40 workers at that site. Had a great lunch, great conversation, passed out a lot of prizes. It all equals another successful Lunchbox Heroes.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun out there. Going to be a new three-star.